Houston, this is Station. We are ready for the event.
JSC PAO, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Station for a voice check.
Station, this is Dan Hewitt with JSC PAO. How do you hear me?
Dan, this is Station. We have you loud and clear.
All right. Thank you so much, Nicole, Josh, Koichi, Anna, for taking a couple of minutes to talk to everybody. Got a lot of folks down on the ground ready to ask questions, so we're going to jump right in.
Yeah, I've got a question. How in the hell does anyone think that this is real? So the first thing everyone is going to notice is this lady's hair. But we're not going to focus on her hair right now. We're instead gonna focus on her hands. You see, these hands, they're doing some weird stuff. That's one heck of a glitch, and you don't see the rest of the body glitching or any of the area around it. It's just the hands. What I notice about this crew is that they all have the exact same pasty white hands. Funny how all their hands are the exact same tone. It was a rough day for NASA's graphics department trying to make the hand movements look realistic in this video. However, one thing they did manage to do was fit the 666 hand sign in not just once, but multiple times. Now, if you thought those glitching hands looked bad, wait until you see the glitching faces. So this lady's face glitches, and it makes it appear that one of her teeth is missing, like she's giving a black tooth grin to the camera. Now, what are the odds that a totally random glitch can make a person appear that they're missing a tooth? In my opinion, this doesn't happen by accident. This happens on purpose. They are purposely making funny faces at you. So the Japanese guy's face glitches, and when it does, it makes it appear that he's sticking his tongue out at the camera. And again, I think NASA is doing this on purpose, specifically to mock us. Alright, now we can move on to this lady's hair. And what's funny is they ask her how she cares for her hair while she's on the International Space Station. And just as they ask her the question, her hair glitches.
How was the experience of managing your hair? Thank you.
How I do with my hair? Everybody's laughing constantly. How is that? Take it close to you. My head don't visible. first, I washed them about 2.5 hours. Now I improved my skills, and it is already only 1 hour. And the most secret is to have 3 times of rinse after shampoo. It's the most secret.
All right, thank you, Anna.
That was so funny, Anna. You should be a stand-up comedian. Your jokes are hilarious. All right, let's get serious for a moment. Who in their right minds is going to let their long, flowing hair intertwine and intertangle with the wiring and instruments within the International Space Station? I mean, look, it's like she's purposely trying to get all her hair all up in the instruments and get it all tangled and shit. Like, what are you doing? Are you an insane person? I mean, if this was for real, she would have a hair scrunchie on, right? She'd wear a hairnet or something. Like, who would do this? Now, I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The wiring on the International Space Station just hanging and dangling everywhere, that's an absolute joke. That's how you know it's totally fake and that the space station isn't real. Because no electrician in their right minds would ever leave all the wires and instruments dangling and hanging about like that, especially when you're going to have astronauts floating in zero gravity back and forth with their feet possibly getting tangled in the wires and pulling wires out of the walls and stuff. Are you out of your mind? But at any rate, I digress.
All right, Nicole, Josh, Koichi, Anna, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us. Enjoyed that last week on station, and we can't wait to see you back here on planet Earth. That'll do it for us. Thanks.
Station, this is Houston ACR. Thank you. That concludes our event.